Welcome to Nature Now, an original production by KPTZ volunteers. Nature Now is a program of information and insights about the natural history of our region. We welcome observations and suggestions from our listeners, care of NatureNow at kptz.org.
Hello, this is Devron Kelso, host of this edition of Nature Now for the last week of June. This week, we are very happy to be out on another field trip in our neighborhood, this time visiting an active bald eagle nest at our friends Julia and George Maynard's house. We're also very happy to have our friend Meg Amos along as our recorder and field assistant. Welcome to you all.
Thank you, Deborah.
Nice to have you all here. We came here with the intent to focus on the eagles, but we would be remiss to not mention other things that have been happening lately in our neighborhood. One of the most obvious is that you have a crow's nest now in your yard, right,
somewhere,
Julia?
Somewhere, and I'm not exactly sure, but this morning there were two baby crows. They were obviously babies. They tried to sit on the fence, and they kind of fell off, and so... They're around. I mean, the crows are here to irritate the eagles, it looks like. So I they bet. Nested somewhere nearby.
Did the crows dive bomb the eagles a lot?
All the time. This year it's more than ever. Never. The parent birds are trying to fly away and direct the crows away from the nest.
Maybe because they had an active nest, the crows so close. But you don't know where the crow's nest is yet.
I don't. I have no idea. I think it's actually down the trail.
They're pretty sneaky. And, you know, I never hear crows at my house. I only hear ravens.
Huh. So
do you get active ravens around here also?
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing that you had was a swallow's nest,
yeah, it's right in the box there.
Oh.
And it's definitely active. I don't think they have babies yet. I think they're still sitting on eggs. So they're in and out of the box some, you know, so you don't see them as much. As soon as the babies are born, they're in and out and in and out and in and out, and they're almost worn out by the time they're done.
I would imagine. So, and those are violet greens.
Yeah.
Great. You also have a coyote den.
Yes, we do.
I hear the eagles calling now.
Yeah, and that's an adult. They're always somewhere right in the area right here.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, so you'll hear them. I noticed also if I go down the trail that they can hear the babies anywhere probably in this area. It's almost like an amphitheater. Their babies are louder sounding down there.
Uh-huh.
And it's hundreds of feet further along than from here.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Back to the coyotes. You had, was it right on your property that you had coyotes?
It's actually next door. It's just right in the corner. It's in the conservancy land right down there. They come out, you'll see them.
And that's the Jefferson Land Trust Conservancy.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. But as far as you know, they didn't have young this
Not
year.
Not this year. Last year they did. I saw puppies.
Uh-huh.
And they were cute.
Oh, I bet they were. Yeah.
And one of them found my socks and started playing with them. And I didn't know what it was. There was this black thing, and I thought it was a rat or something that the parents had given up to eat. And then I found my socks down there.
Oh, that's so funny. Were your socks like out to dry?
They were sitting on the bench. I must have gotten hot and took my socks off and rolled them up in a ball. And they came over and grabbed my socks.
Oh, that's such a sweet story. So at my house, we've got Prince mushrooms. I brought you some. And just all of a sudden, like magic, in the last few days, they've popped up, and I think it's that the soil is now warm enough, and then just that little bit of rain that we had, and then they're just up like magic. One of the few that we get in the summertime.
Yeah, that's
so
neat.
I feel really lucky. And I also have tons of Swainson's thrush. I imagine that you do too.
Yeah,
right?
I hear them. I actually, for a long time, I'd never even seen them, but I knew what that whip sound. And then one hit a window and unfortunately didn't make it, but now I've seen them. So they're all over here.
Yep, they're pretty skulky, but that beautiful ethereal call. They start, they're one of the few species that start with that little sound. I mean, for, it seems like 2 or 3 weeks, and then they start with that beautiful, fluty territorial call. So we're lucky to have them in our area. And something that I was wondering, since your place is so much sunnier than mine, do you get alligator lizards here?
I haven't seen any. I've seen garter snakes.
But, yeah.
You know, and lots of them, actually. But I haven't seen lizards.
Lizards, yeah. Years ago, I found one at my property, and I was wondering if they, in the sunnier areas, if you would get more of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Well, is there anything that I haven't covered of, like, the wildlife highlights in your hood?
Well, of course, there's always the raccoons.
Oh, you know? Do you have a lot of raccoons?
Oh, yeah.
They come trundling about.
Oh, yeah. And I see their footprints in the snow in the winter a lot. You know, they will go after stuff on my fruit trees, so nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Their population is not suffering.
Nope.
So the idea for this show came up months ago when I ran into George and Julia on the road and wondered whether their bald eagle pair was going to nest this year. George and Julia have been lucky enough to have eagles nesting in their front yard for several years now, and Julia in particular has kept great notes on their behavior when they start nesting, when the young hatch out, along with all sorts of other details. So every year I try to get down to see what's happening, but I haven't made it down yet this year, so I'm excited to see how they're doing. So, what's happening these days, Julia?
Well, they are doing very well, and they're 2 this year. They are more active than I have seen them at this stage of their growth. And so, one of them is, I think, probably maybe even a week older than the other one.
Oh.
And I just have started to see him go out on a little ways on the limb, not very far. But that's kind of the first stage. You see him a little bit out. And then they're start to hop around on the limbs later. And then all of a sudden they're test flighting over the nest. And that happens, you know, with 2 birds, it's going to be staggered probably.
So but they'll do like a little test flight and then they'll come right back into the nest.
They'll flop right back down in the nest. And they'll do it on a breezy night. And it's interesting to watch them they just start flapping their wings and they're suddenly elevated.
Wow. And wouldn't that be cool to be able to try that out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
And it's, anyway, so within the next couple of weeks, I'm expecting to see them out on those limbs.
Doing the little test flights.
The little, you know, hopping, they'll hop around. I think they have to learn how to grasp to land. And some of them are very good at just practicing a little bit, and some aren't. But most of them actually do quite a bit of practice before they actually will take off. I mean, they'll sit on a limb and flap their wings.
Oh, and I'm hearing quite a bit of adult activity now.
It's down.
Yeah, it's down below.
As soon as they start approaching the nest, and especially if they've got food, the young start screeching.
Well, we should probably set the scene a little bit for the radio audience. That tree, the nest is right up at the top of it. And what? It's probably, do you think it's about, what?
100 feet, maybe?
I don't know if it's quite that high. I should have brought my inclinometer. What do you think, Meg? Do you think it's that high? I was thinking, yeah, that... but anyway, that nest is high up in the tree. And what kind of tree is that?
It's a grand fir. Uh-huh. It's the busted off, the top busted off. And they appear to have made a nest in the bowl of the remaining branches.
And there's a little bit of live growth still in that tree. Most of it is dead, but there is a little bit of live branch at the top. And Do they add to that nest
every year? All the time.
Uh-huh.
And they do it year-round.
Oh, now that's interesting. You'd think that they would do it, like, before the breeding season.
They do most of it then.
Uh-huh.
But they will do it after the birds have fledged and are out of there. They will kind of clean it up a bit. I mean, one bird, I think, really badly damaged the nest, so they fixed it.
Uh-huh.
And then they were gone for, like, a month or so. But then over the year, you'll see them carrying sticks up there. Mm-hmm. And they'll even carry sticks up there when the young are in there.
Oh, huh.
And, you know, it's like doing a little repair jobs. Well, you know, make sure it stays good up there.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a pretty clear view. Well, a really nice clear view of the nest. It's a little bit off your property, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how far to the water from where that nest is?
It's about 350 or 400 feet.
Uh-huh.
And there are lots of roosting trees along the water for the adults. And so they'll roost down there. And I think they can see the nest from where they're roosting. So they can see the nest and also see the water and look for fish. Because that's primarily what they bring.
What they bring. Uh-huh. So was that nest here when you guys started building?
You know, I think it may have been an old nest, and there wasn't much to it other than, you know, a bunch. It was obviously something up there. But I called it the dining room because the eagles would come in and they'd eat.
They didn't sit in the nest. They would just,
you know, they'd bring some the food and eat, you know, uh-huh. And there would be like six adult eagles around.
Oh,
kind of sharing it looked like.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden in 2017, we noticed a little bit difference. First of all, more courting behavior right here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden it looked much more substantial. And then I kept watching. The parent bird was up there all the time. I had no idea really what was going on. And then one day it was raining out, and I was looking, and the parent bird backed up, and I saw this funny little head. I thought, there's a baby in there.
How exciting.
I was so excited. And anyway, and since then, it's every year, except for one, and that was 2019. And I don't know why they didn't actually they didn't nest at all, because they did the thing of coming in and eating, but you know, it was obvious, the behavior.
They didn't even try. It wasn't like they nested and failed. It was like there was nothing there.
No, the behavior was all different, and I could tell. It was interesting. You know, we'd already watched it twice, and the behavior was just not the same.
Huh.
So I just went, I don't think they're going to do it this year. As by the beginning of April, I thought, nope, no way.
Yep.
And they didn't.
Huh. Very interesting. So when do you think that the young hatched out here?
They probably hatched out, it was about the 16th of March that they laid eggs, and I was certain of it, because all of a sudden they were nested. Right. And it's about 36 days later, I think, is.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, I think I put it on the calendar. I should have looked at the exact day, but it was around the 7th of April, I think. But I had noticed that the birds were all the time sitting and trading off and staying on with the baby for a lot longer. And it made me suspect that there was a second chick that had hatched out later. Because after usually about 10 days after they've hatched out, the parent birds go away and leave the bird by itself.
Oh.
And except maybe on a really rainy day or something like that. But they go off and both of them will go off and fish and then come back. But they were really, you know, they do this trading back and forth. They both sit on the...
They both incubate the
eggs. They both incubate the egg and they both sit with young bird. They will not leave it alone when it's really tiny.
Oh.
So it was a much longer period of time that the apparent bird was up there all the time. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'd actually started to see
two little heads. Have they mostly had two?
No, they've mostly had one. Huh. But they've had twice had, this is the second time they've had two.
I've been continually surprised that you've told me over the years about how late they start sitting on the nest. I mean, it just seems like most other places in Western Washington, they're on a nest by late February.
Late February. But, it, you know, this is early March. The earliest we've seen it was March 10th. The latest was the 24th. This year was the 16th. But it was the 24th once. And I had just about given up. But then all of a sudden I said, oh, no, there's a bird sitting up there now.
Uh-huh.
And that's obvious.
Cool. So you mentioned that they, 2017 was the first time that you saw them nesting. Have you been monitoring them before that time?
You know, we just saw lots of, there was always a lot of eagle activity here. I mean, really, sometimes, like I said, you'd see six or seven eagles flying around here. So it's kind of perfect eagle territory.
Yeah.
And so it may have been up until that point, there was a bunch of competition over who might end up with this territory.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's the same birds.
Well, that was my next question is, you know, they're so hard to tell apart. I mean, once they mate, they generally mate for life, but have you noticed any individual differences in the birds?
Not really. I mean, I can tell the difference between the male and female if they're both flying.
Yeah, because
I mean,
there's
a size difference.
I was reading that the male is usually 8 to 10 pounds and the female is usually 10 to 14 pounds.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to see unless they're right sitting next to each other.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, today I actually kind of saw that both parents were up there for a little bit today. And I could see, you know, the bigger bird flew off, and I said, the male bird's in there. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, I can't really tell, but unless they're both together.
Uh-huh. And they live up to 40 years.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, I was reading, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. It's so great that you have such a good view of them. And it's usually, from your records, about July that they leave the nest?
Sometime in July, and it'll be usually mid to late July. The year on I think it was that they laid eggs on the 24th of March. It was almost the beginning of August. You know,
wow.
Yeah, you know, before bird fledged.
Uh-huh. And then they'll do what you were describing to us. They'll fly up a little bit, and then they'll...
Yeah, I actually caught it on my iPhone once,
And
it's really fun to watch them, because they're absolutely beautiful birds. I mean, their wings are these gorgeous speckled brown and white on the underside, and they're much bigger, I think, than they are when they're an adult.
Uh-huh.
So it's just gorgeous to watch them.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to come once they get a little bit further along. I'll be on the hotline where
okay,
you can
there
tell
you
me
go.
To tell me.
Come on down now, right now.
What does a typical day look like now for the birds? Like when they're getting this close, how often do they get fed?
It's, you know, it's erratic.
Probably depends on how large the prey item is that
yes.
they bring in, right?
Yeah, and they're bringing in fish. One year, I think they must have got an entire seagull colony.
Wow.
And it was the year they raised two babies, and they really, you know, I just kept seeing wings going up and feathers flying out of the...
I've heard that they've really had an impact on the seagull colony on Protection Island. They're like, oh, this is very convenient for us.
Yeah. it's so not very far for them to fly over there.
No. So, but mostly you see fish?
Mostly fish. I have seen, I think, what looked like a cormorant. And I see eels, I think.
Wow.
I don't think it's snakes. I think it's eels.
Uh-huh.
Because they go down to the beach, and it was just too big for it. It's not a garter snake.
Yeah.
And this big snaky thing, you'll see them carry those up there.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think of what else. I think they took a rabbit up there once that I saw, and I found a dropped arm of an octopus on the... on the trail.
Oh, I bet you that octopus would be really a popular item.
Yep. Uh-huh. Low tide.
Yeah, that's right. I know. When you said arm, oh, small children. Yeah.
Well, I heard at Fort Worden that a nest fell over there, and they counted 42 cat and dog collars.
Whoa.
It had fallen on the ground so they could see it all.
That's pretty impressive and irrefutable evidence, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So do you know how long the adults feed the young after they fledge?
You know, it's for several weeks they bring the birds back to the nest to feed them. So that's a few weeks they're doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then beyond that, the young are around here on the beach. You know, you'll see them. You'll see the parent birds a little bit. And then beyond that, I just don't know because I'm not certain. I do know there was one bird I'm certain came back the following year. He was a very distinctive bird.
Uh-huh.
Missing a feather and screamed nonstop.
Wow.
And had done it because I think he got psychologically damaged when he fell out of the nest. But somehow managed to fly.
You telling me that story.
Yeah, and he spent 24 hours up on a tree between us and my next door neighbor screaming. And I think he hurt a feather.
Oh.
He was terrified.
Oh.
And they somehow got the bird back up into the nest. Bird didn't leave for another week after that. But had never done that, you know, jumping around on the branches or anything.
Oh.
And so it was pretty inexperienced. May have just started flapping his wings and got picked up by the wind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know,
and
yeah, the wind can rip through this area. I would imagine that could pick them up pretty readily.
Yeah.
So after they fledge, do they just disappear from the area for a while?
Well, for a while, you know, but then they're back. You know, like I said, you know, I see immature eagles even over the winter. The parents are very defensive of this and are not happy when they see a young bird come through. Whether it's their own or someone else's.
Yep.
And so, you know, that, you know, but I'm not certain because except for that one bird because he was so distinctive.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm seeing Meg waving to me now. Maybe there's time for you to tell me your favorite eagle story.
I think I just told you my favorite.
Oh, the one about it falling out.
Yeah, I think, it was gone for 2 days and I was really upset. I thought the birds were gone, but I noticed that the parents were bringing tons of food up there and leaving it, you know, and then they'd go flying around, and it went on for several days. And then my neighbor next door, Carl, called me up and he said, "The eaglet is in a tree between us. You can hear him." And sure enough, we watched them for 24 hours hanging out up there and the parent bird circling around trying to get them to go back up. And we missed the flight across back to the nest.
Yeah, but then you could see it.
Yeah.
There. Oh,
yeah.
It's nice to end on a happy note.
Yes. Their eaglets have survived, at least through fledging and for weeks beyond, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's great news. Well, as I knew would happen, we've run out of time for today. And we still have lots of things that we'd like to know about the eagles. So we'll have to come back. Like next year, we'll just make a pilgrimage every year. You'll have to do a check-in with
us. Yes, of course.
So that's it for Nature Now for this last week of June. And thank you so much, George and Julia, for sharing your eagles with us. And to Meg Amos for being our recorder. To Nora Petrich for serving as our sound editor, and to all of you for listening. Closing music this week is Take It Easy by the Eagles. As always, wishing you happy trails. Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my let
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.